Tom Ceratori is joining us. Tommy, I always say that you're going to see something you've never seen in sports before, but I don't know if we'll ever see that thing again.
That was crazy. It was the most. It was the craziest thing I've ever been associated with in sports. And
how did you know that that thing went in from underneath?
Well, when I got off the ice, it was our players like Dante Lawson and Brad Beliler showing me. I mean, it was blowing up on Twitter, so they must have had a pretty good TV feed of the net. You know, the net obviously lifted up, and the puck went off to the side, just to the left of the post. So, and I don't know what happened. They didn't have all of the views. The refs didn't have all the views. So, anyway,
I said a couple of times that I don't know if I've ever seen toothpaste put back into the tube before, but I mean, we're in uncharted territory. What did you do to keep your guys in it, for lack of a better term?
Well, not much. I mean, I don't think they did either. It just is what it is. I mean, they kind of knew what was going on, so it was just, it was crazy. It was weird. It was off the wall, and, you know, then we're sitting down and talking. I mean, it was just different, Schultz, you can imagine, and, but.
What has elapsed here in the last hour might overshadow the effort your guys had tonight.
No,
they played great.
We played a hell of a game, and that's what Wince and I and Gibby just talked about that. Like, we played really good, and played good enough to win that game, and it was a really good championship game, and it's too bad. Just too bad we couldn't get it done. Just too bad we couldn't get it done.
Eight seniors will have something to tell their grandkids about. My last game in college hockey, this is what happened, but what a group that those eight guys have been.
Absolutely, and they can hold their head up high, so I told them, and they've provided provided a lot of great hockey for the fans and for the alumni and everybody. So
I quite honestly, I'm speechless, Tom. I know you got a press conference to get to. Several fans, though, did email me and text me and said, hey, tell Tom it was a great season.
All right.
Your fans appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate that, too. So it's always tough after a loss right here. It stinks because I actually thought, again, I thought as we went out for the second time, we're going to get this thing done. And obviously it didn't happen. So
thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunting Communications post-game show tonight.